This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the February-March issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have more reviews in biography and memoir, and I have a narrator interview with Graham Malcolm, and a review of his earphones-winning reading of Death in the Air, the true story of a serial killer, the great London smog, and the strangling of a city. It's written by Kate Winkler Dawson. After that, we'll hear some reviews in fiction. Let's get right to it. Our first review today is an earphones winner. As you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Montaigne in Barn Boots, An Amateur Ambles Through Philosophy. It's an earphones winner, written and read by Michael Perry. Would you enjoy listening for 5 hours to a Wisconsin volunteer fireman discoursing on a 16th century French essayist? You bet. Michael Perry is a contemporary equivalent of the traditional American humorist, exemplified by Mark Twain and Finley Peter Dunne's Mr. Dooley, a faux rube who balances common sense with a droll, biting wit. Far from the wise old yokels of old, Perry possesses a voice and delivery that could easily fit the anchor's chair of any major news network. He is funny and engaging, and he knows his stuff. These few hours really do tell you a great deal about Montaigne and literature and philosophy and firefighting and a whole lot more that you wouldn't think would be relevant or funny, but it is. David A. Walton wrote that review of Montaigne in Barn Boots, An Amateur Ambles Through Philosophy. It's an earphones winner, written and read by Michael Perry. It's available from Blackstone Audiobooks for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in biography memoir is Vacation Land, True Stories from Painful Beaches. It's an earphones winner, written and read by John Hodgman. It's no surprise that an audiobook by humorist John Hodgman is funny. More surprising, though, are the emotional depths Hodgman reaches in this assortment of essays. Hodgman is known for his work on The Daily Show as the stodgy personification of a PC in Apple's Get a Mac commercial. He brings the expected dose of sardonic humor to his narration, but is also a gifted storyteller. With expert timing and pacing, he explores the foibles and malaise of middle age, in turn lampooning his own perspectives of white privilege. The central conflict of my life and this audiobook is this: I own 2 summer homes. This John Hodgman is more bittersweet than his comedic personas, but also more compelling for those who appreciate some hard truths within their comedy. Andy Northrup wrote that review of Vacation Land, True Stories from Painful Beaches, an earphones winner, written and read by John Hodgman. It was a 2017 best audiobook. It's available from Penguin Audio for 11 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Ranger Games, a story of soldiers, family, and an inexplicable crime. It's written by Ben Blum, and it's an earphones winner, read by Jonathan McLean. What would incite an army ranger with a spotless record and boundless potential to rob a bank and throw his career away? That's the question Ben Blum sets out to answer in this outstanding piece of personal journalism about his cousin Alex, who committed this inexplicable crime. Narrator Jonathan McLean's pacing is ideal. He carries the narrative briskly along, using more intensity when needed, but without slipping into melodrama. He provides subtle vocal shifts for the various characters, including a passable Canadian accent for Blum's partner in crime, a British Columbia-born ranger who incited the robbery. Ultimately, Blum is unable to provide definitive answers, but he asks challenging questions about the way elite soldiers are trained. Don Bortolotti wrote that review of Ranger Games, a story of soldiers and family, and an inexplicable crime. It's written by Ben Blum, an Earphones winner, read by Jonathan McLean. It's available from Random House Audio for 16 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have In Biography Memoir, The Best of Us, a memoir, an Earphones winner, written and read by Joyce Maynard. In this soul-bearing journey of love, tragedy, and recovery, author Joyce Maynard's satin voice delivers every emotion fluidly. In her mid-50s, Maynard finds the love of her life and all is right with the world. A year later, her husband is diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. With great skill, Maynard modifies her pitch and tone to reflect a register of emotions from joy to desperation. Tears erupt and sorrow drips from every word, but Maynard never gives in to defeat. Rather than distancing herself from the futile circumstances she finds herself in, she embraces each moment and moves forward with overt pragmatism. At the same time, listeners will absorb the melancholy that lies beneath the surface of her journey of strength and self-revelation. Elaine Barry wrote that review of The Best of Us, a memoir, an Earphones winner, written and read by Joyce Maynard. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 12.5 hours unabridged. Our next review is Out of Line, A Life Playing with Fire. It's written by Barbara Lynch, and it's read by Christina Delaney. Christina Delaney narrates this audiobook with effervescent joy. Her enthusiasm for the cooking, dining, and restaurant experiences of Chef Barbara Lynch makes her narration especially satisfying. Lynch's tough background and extraordinary success are well told and read with candor, exhilaration, and empathy. Whether it's the tough times growing up as a wicked pissa in South Boston, or her rise to stardom in the food world, Delaney captures the spirit of this bootstrap restaurateur. Her narration skills are put to good use in an autobiography crammed with emotional highs and lows, both professional and personal. This food-centric audiobook celebrates a woman whose talent and passion triumphed over her lack of conventional education and professional training. Alan D. Minskoff wrote that review of Out of Line, A Life Playing with Fire. It's written by Barbara Lynch, read by Christina Delaney, and it's available from Tantor Media for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Mother of Black Hollywood, a memoir by Jennifer Lewis, read by the author. Jennifer Lewis, star of the TV show Blackish, holds nothing back in delivering her audacious, outrageous memoir. Dubbed the Mother of Black Hollywood by her cohorts, Lewis recalls navigating her way through Broadway and Hollywood as a young actor while dealing with the perils faced by a woman, particularly a black woman, head-on and making a name for herself in show business. She frankly reveals having been sexually abused as a child by her minister. her addiction to sex for emotional comfort, and her eventual diagnosis of bipolar disorder. Bursting into song, exploding with over-the-top hilarity, Lewis confides some of her best-kept secrets to fans as if they were her new best friends, BFFs. Wonderfully honest, intelligent, and brave, Lewis delivers a tour de force performance not to be missed. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of The Mother of Black Hollywood, a memoir, an earphones winner written and read by Jennifer Lewis. It's available from Harper Audio for 10.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we're going to move a little bit away from our reviews right now, and we'll hear a highlight with the narrator Graham Malcolm. Pay award-winning narrator Graham Malcolm a compliment about his performance of U.C. Adler Olson's Department Q Mysteries, and he's liable to say, "Thank you, but there are some books that just read themselves. Aren't I lucky?" Indeed. As are Mr. Adler Olson and many other authors whose work is performed by the Scottish-born Brit. Daniel Mason, author of The Piano Tuner, wrote the actor to say that he couldn't imagine the narration being done by anyone else. "That does make you feel lovely," says Malcolm, who also occasionally writes to authors to thank them for writing an extraordinary work. Malcolm's acting ambitions began early. "I grew up in a home full of books. In play readings at school, I was given larger parts because I was a more fluent reader. That was nice. And then I discovered that I could entertain my peers. That was huge." Off to acting school he went. The career in audiobooks began after he moved to the States, volunteered to record for a blind acquaintance, and thought, "This is fabulous." He connected with the American Federation for the Blind's Talking Books program, for which he performed everything from Chaucer to Beckett, and grew adept at recording without needing correction, because books were recorded on both sides of reel-to-reel tape, and that meant no cutting and splicing. The corrected version had to fit into the same space as the original. Toward the end of the AFB program, they began to welcome commercial producers into the studios, so the segue into commercial work was pretty seamless for me. I'm eternally grateful. These days, the New York-based actor balances theater with audiobooks by treading the boards at night and by recording by day. Audiobook assignments appear as PDFs on his iPad, a blessed change from the days of lugging about multiple manuscripts. He moves them into a notation app, and then he reads through, gets a feel for pace and atmosphere and characters, and makes notes on pronunciation so that there won't be any big surprises when I sit down in front of a microphone. Then into the studio he goes. Not his own. I'm not interested in editing or engineering, but a professional production studio where I can read to someone. The engineer, usually, even though it's through a pane of glass. I like to know that there is one person at least who is listening. If there's humor, I try to plumb it. And if it's the opposite, I'm involved without becoming drenched in sentimentality. There's a Brechtian distance while recording where you don't act something out fully, but you're present in empathy with the characters in the room. He ponders for a moment before continuing. I'm tired at the end of a 4 or 5 hour session. It comes of sitting up straight, not moving, not making any distracting sounds. It becomes meditative. I use that word advisedly. I lose myself in the story. By the time I'm done, I feel that I've been someplace very other. Aurelia C. Scott conducted that interview with narrator Graham Malcolm, and here's a review of his earphones-winning Death in the Air, the true story of a serial killer, the great London smog, and the strangling of a city. It's written by Kate Winkler Dawson, and Graham Malcolm receives an earphones award for his reading. Scottish-born narrator Graham Malcolm reads this inventive mix of true crime, social history, political cover-up, and environmental exposé with just the right mix of traditional British verve and stoicism. For 5 days in early December 1952, a heavy, yellow, noxious fog descended upon the city of London. The air was so thick with the ash and residue of a cheap coal called nutty slack that the populace could hardly see or breathe. A true pollution disaster. Meanwhile, a serial killer was burying his latest victims under cover of the smog. There is a tone of justice served in Malcolm's voice as he delivers the final verdict. A politicized parliament did nothing, and 12,000 people perished. Brian Price wrote that review of Death in the Air, the true story of a serial killer, the great London smog, and the strangling of a city. It's written by Kate Winkler Dawson and Earphones winner read by Graham Malcolm. It's available from Hachette Audio for 9.5 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Okay, we are going to switch our attention to fiction now, and our first review is The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman. It's an Earphones winner read by Marin Ireland. A prequel to Practical Magic, this audiobook, narrated by Marin Ireland, is an enchanting performance of a charming story. The Owens siblings grow up with odd and inexplicable restrictions from their mother. They cannot wear red shoes, walk in the moonlight, or fall in love, else their love will be cursed. When older, the three siblings journey to New York City to break the spell. Unlike some performers, Ireland doesn't focus on creating extremely distinct voices for each character. Instead, she provides a perfect match for author Hoffman's creative style, which is warm and lyrical. Ireland speaks clearly, enunciating every word, and reads at a smooth pace. Gina Monti wrote that review of The Rules of Magic by Alice Hoffman, an Earphones winner read by Marin Ireland. It is a 2017 best audiobook. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 11 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review in fiction is Sophia Khan Is Not Obliged. It's written by Aisha Malik, and it's an Earphones winner read by Rita Sharma. Narrator Rita Sharma is hilarious as Sophia Khan, a 20-something British-Pakistani woman who is unsuccessful in her search for love. Sharma sets a lively pace as she narrates the ups and downs of Sophia's search for a modern Muslim man. Sharma captures the British sensibilities of the younger generation and contrasts their crisp accents with the musical rhythms of the accented English spoken by Sophia's parents. This laugh-out-loud story will delight fans of female-centered romantic comedies. Sharma maximizes Sophia's irreverence in a confident, sarcastic tone that will remind many of the best moments in the Bridget Jones series. That review was written by Mohana Rajakumar. It is of Sophia Khan Is Not Obliged by Aisha Malik. It's an Earphones winner read by Rita Sharma. And it's available from Belinda Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Halsey Street by Naima Kostler, an Earphones winner read by Bonnie Turpin. Halsey Street in Brooklyn, where Penelope lives, is a place any listener might like to visit, despite Penelope's mixed feeling about the place and her family. Narrator Bonnie Turpin performance is gorgeous. Her voice has a texture that suits the nuances of the novel's plot, easy enough to absorb, but with a depth and grittiness that make it interesting and real. As the novel opens, Penelope's family has been splintered for a while, and thanks to Turpin's skilled performance, listeners come to care about these flawed, authentic people right away. She gives the varied characters distinct voices and, with clear-eyed candor, brings to life their conflicts, which expand to include larger social issues. Well written and beautifully read, Halsey Street is worth a stroll. Leslie B. Fine wrote that review of Halsey Street by Naima Koster, an Earphones winner read by Bonnie Turpin. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 12 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next we have Here in Berlin by Christina Garcia, an Earphones winner read by Joan Walker. This audiobook is structured as a set of stories collected by the unnamed narrator, most of them as told to her in the first person. They are reminiscences of life in Berlin from just before the German surrender in 1945 to the near present. Narrator Joan Walker doesn't attempt to give each of the many characters a particular voice. Instead, she gives each of them a personality and a mood, ranging from seductive intimacy to cold fury. Each of the speakers comes to life in a different way. Many of the characters also have ties to Cuba, the narrator's native land. The oppressions of Castro, Hitler, Stalin, and of family eventually come together in an emotional saga held together by Walker's masterful interpretations. David M. Harris wrote that review of Here in Berlin by Christina Garcia. It's an Earphones winner read by Joan Walker, and it's available from Dreamscape for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in our fiction reviews, we have Dinner at the Center of the Earth. It's written by Nathan Englander, and it's an Earphones winner read by Mark Bramhall. Narrator Mark Bramhall's task can't be understated. His performance must cover complex characters, each with motivations that become progressively clear. Englander's audiobook examines interlocking stories and characters who are involved in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Scenes shift between 2002 and 2014 as relationships develop. Among the main characters are Prisoner Z, a spy who has been captured, whose existence has been essentially erased. He pleads to the general for freedom. But, as the listener discovers, the general is not readily able to grant that request. Englander's work is structured like a political thriller. But the work also considers issues of identity, allegiance, and revenge. Bramhall's authoritative, deft narration emphasizes these bigger themes. Stephen P. Cummings wrote that review of Dinner at the Center of the Earth. It's written by Nathan Englander, read by Mark Bramhall, an Earphones winner, available from Random House Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. And next we have Moving Kings by Joshua Cohen, an Earphones winner, read by Jonathan Davis. This audiobook begins as though it will be a comedy, but gets darker as it goes along. Narrator Jonathan Davis tracks that progression through a multiplicity of New York voices and accents, Israeli, Arabic, Manhattan, outer boroughs, Hispanic, and more. He manages to convey some especially thick accents for people who speak little English with complete clarity. There are passages in which the prose is of considerable emotional intensity, and Davis captures every bit of it. All the characters, even the most disreputable, come to life in their struggles to learn how and who to be in the world. Just don't expect them all to have happy endings. David Harris wrote that review of Moving Kings by Joshua Cohen, read by Jonathan Davis. It's an Earphones winner, and it's from Random House Audio for 7.25 hours unabridged. Next, we have Mrs. Osmond by John Banville, an Earphones winner, read by Amy Finnegan. The famously convoluted narrative voice of Henry James sounds once again in John Banville's outstanding sequel to James's Portrait of a Lady. The work is brought to the audiobook format with equal expertise by Amy Finnegan. More tour de force than pastiche, Banville's story picks up the same cast and storyline as the original, and the same elegant 19th century milieu locked between dynamism and repression. Finnegan conveys this subtle opposition in the voice of a score of complex and conflicted characters and in her sure passage through the snares of quagmires of the Jamesian syntax. Only in the dialogue of her heroine does she, to this ear, somewhat let listeners down, channeling a voice that is more uncertain, more timid than the character whom James, or rather Banville, has conceived. But that's a mere quibble with a performance that exceeds all expectations. David A. Walton wrote that review of Mrs. Osmond by John Banville, an Earphones winner read by Amy Finnegan. It's available from Random House Audio for 12 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Well, that's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have more reviews in fiction, including a review of The Future Home of the Living God, written and read by Louise Erdrich. I also have an interview with narrator Christina Delane and a review of her Earphones-winning reading of The Prague Sonata by Bradford Morrow. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.